Good morning, Bridget, Nancy.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Nancy, the huge news this week. Bill Baroni, the number one Christie appointee at the Port Authority, resigns on Friday, bringing the number of the top two Christie appointees that have resigned to two. And then Christie faces the press and gives his most extensive remarks.
This is textbook Christie. He does this very well. There's a lot of suspicion. There's a lot of controversy. He stands up there and he faces the press corps and he takes every single question for an hour and 20 minutes.
Until people were asking him about football.
And baseball. Yeah. So he took every question and he is sounding – he sounds reasonable. He explains that Bill Baroni, who he still considers a close friend, who did a great job at the Port Authority for the last 4 years, made a mistake. And everybody makes mistakes, but he made a mistake, and he was going to step down anyway, because in the new administration, Christie was sending in his top authorities person who cleans up authorities. In the end, he sounds like, I'm the reasonable guy here.
And he addresses this issue because what Democrats have been charging in New Jersey is that the mayor of Fort Lee didn't endorse Christie, and this whole thing was because someone at the Port Authority had the bright idea that creating traffic in Fort Lee would be a great way to exact political retribution.
And so he has a very quick answer to that.
I don't have any recollection of ever having met the mayor of Fort Lee in my 4 years. I may have, at some Bergen County event or something. He was not somebody that was on my radar screen in any way.
So he just ends up, you know, basically making the Democrats, I mean, it's sort of like, come on, you silly political people.
Right. It's all their politics, not his politics.
Right. Exactly.
So are we done now? Is it over?
No, it's not over. The Democrats say that they are going to continue. They've subpoenaed for more documents and they want more testimony. And I think, I think there are some legitimate questions to continue to ask to truly get to the bottom of this. I mean, we've heard this before. Everybody makes mistakes. But let's find out why there was this so-called traffic study, if there was one.
Christie says that this new appointment, this changeover at the Port Authority was just because of the reorganization that he was going to do anyway to start his new administration. And starting his new administration is Bill de Blasio. This week we learned he was going to appoint Lilian Barrios Paoli, who has served under mayors Koch, Dinkins, and Bloomberg, to clean up housing and homelessness and to be the deputy mayor for that. And Bridget, it's striking to me that it looks like we're beginning to see a pattern here with Bill de Blasio, that he's picking these people with this deep experience and yet not necessarily Bloomberg party line people.
Exactly. I mean, I think one of the weaknesses coming out of the campaign that people accused Bill de Blasio of was, did he have the chops to actually manage city government? And in response to that, I think you're seeing he's assembling an administration that is filled with people who have deep government experience, but whose point of view, they have this progressive point of view that he's talked about being so vital to his vision. At the announcement of Deputy Mayor Lilian Barrios Paoli, she talked about her time in the Bloomberg administration. And at that time, she was Commissioner of Aging. And, you know, from her standpoint, she objected to how the city was operating in terms of how it treated homeless people. And she talked a little bit about that at the event.
I was a commissioner of aging, and that's the agency that I addressed. I clearly shared my thinking with deputy mayors and you know, whomever would listen. But the fact is that when you're a commissioner of a particular agency, you don't get to affect policy in other agencies.
This was so amazing to me because she's basically saying, yes, I was in the Bloomberg administration. I objected to the way they were dealing with housing and homelessness, and they didn't have to listen. And she's such a different kind of official from the Bloomberg officials. They were very much into policy, into sort of stratosphere thinking, into how can we reorganize things, a kind of technocratic approach. And she's very much down on the ground. And
she's a former nun. I mean, this is a woman who is straight out of social services. And so the fact that she's going to be the deputy mayor of Health and Human Services, you know, it sounds like it's a pretty good fit for her background.
Thanks so much, Bridget, Nancy.
You're welcome.
And you can follow us on Twitter @BridgetBergen, @AndreaWNYC, and @NancySolomon.